Sometimes precious artworks go missing because they've been stolen, like in the Louvre Museum heist in Paris. But other times they disappear because the public has lost track of them. NPR's Jennifer Venasco tells the story of one painting that a museum curator has been hunting for.
The way Megan Fontanella tells it, there's this one work.
There's always that, you know, one painting that couldn't be found.
In this case,
it was a painting called Music from 1916
by a German modern artist named Gabriel Munter. It's a really important work, Fontanella says. A violinist is playing in the center of a yellow room with two people quietly listening. It's a domestic scene, but because it uses Munter's wild colors and flattened figures, it feels vibrant and dramatic, not cozy or saccharine.
Gabrielle Munter was so pioneering, so adventurous in her adherence to life. So she is revitalizing the still life, the landscape, the portrait genres.
You probably haven't heard of Munter, even though she helped shape European modern art. That's probably because she's been overshadowed by a pioneer of abstraction.
Vasily Kandinsky, the artist who was her partner at the time.
Munter herself said that for many, she was only an unnecessary side dish to Kandinsky. She thought it was because she was a woman. After her death in 1962, her work just sort of faded away. But Munter's moment has come. Earlier this year, there were retrospectives of her work in Paris and Madrid, and now there's one at the Guggenheim, New York. That's where Fontanella is a curator of modern art. But as she put together the show, Fontanella realized she really wanted to include that one painting, Music.
If I could find this painting, it would be such a, you know, major coup to have it in the Guggenheim exhibition.
But no one knew where it was. If you go to the Guggenheim and you don't know about this missing painting, you might not realize something's missing. The current show is a riot of color and feeling. It includes 50 paintings. But Fontanella really wanted this one. She reached out to the Artist Foundation in Germany. She contacted collections in Europe and the United States.
I would ask private collectors that I was borrowing from, do you happen to also own this work or do you know where it is?
She read correspondence. She looked at exhibition catalogs,
where you can kind of follow the trail of them going from A to B to C.
She knew it survived Nazi Germany. Munter had hidden her work in her house during that time.
Its last known owner was a collector by the name of Eisenman in Germany in the 1970s.
That's where the trail ended. But hopefully that's not where the story stops. The Guggenheim has reprinted the photo in their catalog, and now it's on NPR's website. After all, sometimes works resurface. Take Jacob Lawrence's Struggle series, 30 paintings which explored revolutionary America. In 2020, the Peabody Essex Museum in Massachusetts organized a traveling exhibition that brought them all together for the first time in years. Well, most of them. Five paintings were missing, including one called Shay's Rebellion.
The trail had gone cold, basically.
Then the exhibition came to the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. That's where Sylvia Yunt picks up the story. She co-curated the Met's presentation. She says the organizers wanted to show the scope of Jacob Lawrence's series, so they left spaces on the wall where the missing paintings should have gone. Some of the spaces had black and white images of the missing works, but for Shay's Rebellion, there was just a blank space.
We didn't have any image of it.
And then someone who came to the exhibition reached out to a friend
and said, I think you might have one of these missing panels.
The friend contacted the Met through back channels, and not long after, Yunt was standing in an apartment just across Central Park from the Met on the Upper West Side with her co-curator and an art conservator.
We walked in, immediately knew it was right.
Before them was the missing painting, showing a bloody conflict with soldiers on one side facing off against farmers on the other, all of them crowded into the small space of the canvas. And within a week or two,
we were able to bring it into the installation. And obviously there was an empty spot on the wall.
The Guggenheim's Fontanella is hoping that maybe something similar will happen here, that someone will see Gabriel Munter's lost painting Music in the catalog, or will hear about it when they come to the exhibit and come forward and say, oh, I know that painting. It's hanging in my grandmother's living room. Maybe somebody listening now knows where the painting is. Maybe that person is you. Jennifer Venasco, NPR News, New York.